Hello, and welcome to episode 89 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care includes hot chocolate and spending time on the porch soaking up winter sunshine. And I hope that you are taking moments out of your week to take care of yourself a bit more, and I'm so glad you're listening today. The goal of this podcast is for you to learn more about yourself, have a safe space to explore mental health topics on your time, and hopefully walk away with something to apply to your week ahead. Today we are talking about holiday self-care. This can apply to any holiday throughout the year, but if you're listening in real time when this is published, we are in the midst of what we would traditionally call the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, there's a lot coming up. And how do you take care of yourself through all of it? By nature, this time of year can be a little bit more stressful or packed with activities. And for those of you listening that are parents, it's easy to get lost in the process of trying to make this time of year magical for your children, when we know that childhood is magical anyways, so we need to slow down on all that. But what can you do to be aware and purposeful about self-care during the holidays? If you haven't defined self-care in your life, I like to define it as activities, practices, routines that help you feel fully you. They fill your cup. They help you feel yourself, maybe in a moment of chaos or just a season that's busier than usual. But I wanted to lay the foundation of that definition before we move into any of the how-tos. The goal here is individual practices. Your self-care is going to look different than everyone else's self-care in your household, in your friend group, and it's okay that you can find your own individual self-care practices. It will even look different from holiday to holiday. That's why every week when I start the podcast, I include what my self-care looks like that week. It's different from week to week with the changing seasons, depending on what's going on that week. But just being intentional is what I'm encouraging. So let's jump into more of the how-tos. How do I practice self-care during the holidays? I want you to channel your inner Christmas Carol Ebenezer Scrooge for this, because we're going to go past, present, future. In that story, it's all about Christmas, so we'll say Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future, but you can fill in the blank for any holiday whenever you're listening to this podcast. So looking at Christmas past, what have you done in previous years on previous holidays that you were really thankful that you did to take care of yourself? Was it additional prep that helped you enjoy the day more because you did more things ahead of time? Was it carving out time in a busy family schedule to have some alone time to recharge? Think back to yourself in the past. What have you done before? You don't always have to reinvent the wheel. Is there a practice of self-care that you've done in the past at the holidays that you would like to continue in your present and future? Also, when we're looking back, what are things you really regret doing or wish you would have done differently? It's hard the further we get removed from something, but let's just look back at Thanksgiving that just passed. Are there things around that holiday that you wish you would have done differently? While it's still fresh, make some notes. Do you wish you would have ordered turkey rather than burning it yourself because you were trying to prove a point? Or do you wish you would have had more scheduled alone time or volunteered to go run the errands by yourself because you just needed a second of quiet? Or do you wish you would have invited more people? Maybe you kept it small and wish you would have made it a little bit bigger. Reflection is very powerful in creating a self-care routine. Once you've considered Christmas or holiday past, we're going to move on to the present. What's on your docket right now? What do you have in practice in your day-to-day and right in front of you for self-care? I cannot reiterate this enough, both to myself and to my clients and to you listening. If you don't schedule it, it won't happen. self-care does not fall into your lap. I've yet to meet someone who said, oh man, everyone around me just keeps showering self-care opportunities on me. Not at all. That may be the case in your situation. And if so, please reach out to me because I would love to meet this unicorn. But self-care has to be pursued and intentional. And it doesn't have to be expensive or big. I have many episodes about unique self-care, about reinventing self-care, how you can do things in your life that fill your cup that may cost $0. But the practice of it makes you recharged, refreshed, even if it's just momentarily to those around you. So what are you doing currently? Do you have something scheduled today to treat yourself? Do you have something that is going to make your soul smile in the week ahead? Like I said, it's easy to let time slip away and you sit and think, when was the last time I did something for myself? And we all know self-care isn't selfish. It's essential to our mental health. So what are you doing currently? Evaluate your holiday present. Insert all cliches here. Every day's a gift. That's why it's called the present. No time like the present. Unwrap each day. Whatever. And finally, I want you to think about your holiday future. What is something you can start now or be thinking about that your future self will be so thankful for? What does future you want present you to start doing? If you're already down the road too far for Christmas planning or different things for this holiday season, what's something you can put into place for next holiday season? Maybe you need a notes app on your phone that says, okay, reevaluating what I did in the past, what I'm doing currently, this is something I want to implement in 2022 or the next holiday, whenever you're listening to this. I always like thinking ahead to future me. Like I love the me in 6 months because I'm so much more organized. I'm more disciplined. I'm doing all the things and the routines that I'm dreaming of right now. It's easy for me to like future self, but what can I do now to make that a reality? None of that's going to happen in the future, 6 months, a year from now, if I don't do something right now. So be thinking of your future holiday self and find any resources or friends, brains you can pick. Maybe there's somebody you admire the way they handle holidays. Learn from them. Find online resources. Browse Pinterest for ways to rest more during the holidays or be more productive during the holidays or serve more. Whatever your goal is, whatever is important to you and your future self, you can work on it right now. I hope that by breaking it down into the three different timelines of past, present, and future, you can have a new perspective on ways to care for yourself. The goal is to focus on the meaning behind each of the holidays and not to lose yourself in the process. We know when we're frenzied, we forget things, we don't soak up the moment as much, and life is so fleeting, and we don't want to miss these moments in your own life or in your family members' lives. Thank you again for listening today. If you have any comments or questions, you can always reach out to me at convenientcounselor.com or on social media at convenientcounselor. And in order to practice my own self-care during the holidays, this will be the last podcast episode until the new year. I'll be back on Wednesday, January 5th with a new episode for 2022. But until then, you've got this and I'm cheering you on. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.